Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, looking at our beef cattle herd over the next decade or so. Back on that in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to herd these cattle through the chute and deworm them, then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worm, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. In one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first, then we'll see about the game.
Think strategically. Act decisively. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit safeguardcattle.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Periodically, USDA makes long-term projections on the size of our beef cattle herd in this country, as well as on beef consumption trends. The latest version, projected over the next 10 years, suggests a dip in both categories, followed by a modest rebound out toward the end of the 10-year period. Economist Dr. Glenn Tonser talks about these new USDA numbers with us, starting with the expected trend in U.S. beef cow numbers over the next 10 years.
In January, here just 2 months ago, we had 29.8 million. It was our beef cattle inventory. Out to 2021, they're estimating it to be 34.5. That 34.5 million is roughly the size of the herd in 1997. You know, we used to have a herd of, say, 40 million. You know, I've more than once heard people talk about when we're going to get back to 40 million head. Quite frankly, I don't think we, quote-unquote, need that many cows. We've been pulling down the number of cows and offsetting it with increased weight, so we haven't pulled beef production down quite as much. That efficiency gain, we'd expect to continue going forward, right? We don't need the same number of cows to hit a beef target as we used to. That trend's probably there to stay. And just secondly, you know, meat production in general is getting expensive, but I'm not sure the world, quote unquote, needs the U.S. to have 40 million cows.
Tonser adds that the domestic per capita red meat and poultry consumption in this country expected to drift still lower over the near term, but recover some over the latter part of the decade.
And the average between 2004 and 2007 was 221 pounds of red meat and poultry per capita consumption in the U.S. USDA's forecasting in 2013, 198 pounds, so we'll fall below that 200-pound threshold that a lot of people watch. And then going out to 2021, the most distant year in their forecast, we'll get up to 213 pounds. Even though the beef industry is expected to expand, the pork industry, poultry industry might expand. In a per capita sense, we're not expecting to get back to the same consumption level we had in 2004-07.
According to Dr. Tonser, beef's share of that domestic consumption will likely shrink some into 2013, but will bounce back moderately after that.
Back again between 04 and 07, beef consumption was 65 pounds per capita. In 2013, again, the low point in these forecasts, USDA's forecasting it to be just a little over 51 pounds per capita, and then out into 2021, get back up to 58, maybe 59 pounds. So again, notable increase compared to where we're at today and maybe in 2013, but not the same per capita consumption levels that we had in 2004 through 2007. What the average person leaves the grocery store with is expected to be less beef than it used to be, but more than they are today.
Helping us look at these new USDA projections on the beef cattle herd in this country and beef consumption over the next 10 years, livestock economist Dr. Glenn Tonser out of Kansas State University. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, join us noontime Saturday, April 7th at Ratcliffe Ranch's Vanita, Oklahoma for our annual spring right off the ranch production and commercial female sale. Selling nearly 60 ranch-ready Angus and Sim-Angus bulls, Cyber Grassmaster, Steel Force, and Upgrade. Also selling 500-plus functional commercial Angus-Sim-Angus females. Visit www.ratclifferanches.com for sale video and catalog and information. Call 918-244-8025 for details as well. Genetics you can build a herd on at Ratcliffe Ranches. That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.